Research published in the British Medical Journal has seriously questioned the effectiveness of the 10 commonest orthopaedic operations and procedures. Evaluating the evidence behind some shoulder and wrist surgery, knee reconstruction, spinal surgery and joint replacements, among others, they couldn't find strong evidence that these procedures and others were any more effective than non-surgical treatment. Someone who's done similar studies and carried out orthopaedic trials himself is Ian Harris, who's Professor of Orthopaedic Surgery at the University of New South Wales. Welcome back to the Health Report, Ian.
Thanks for having me, Norman.
So to be specific, I'll just read them out. The procedures they looked at were arthroscopic, arthroscopic anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction, knee reconstruction, arthroscopic meniscal repair, that's repairing your cartilage, arthroscopic partial meniscectomy, so that's doing a little bit of the tear on the cartilage, arthroscopic rotator cuff repair, that's a shoulder surgery, arthroscopic subacromial decompression, also shoulder surgery, carpal tunnel decompression, that's in your wrist, lumbar spine decompression, lumbar spine fusion, total hip replacement and total knee replacement. I mean, that's just about everything that orthopaedic surgeons do.
That's certainly a big part of it. Yeah, that would be by far the majority of what we do. Yeah.
So when they looked for published evidence according to clinical trials, what did they actually find?
It was a review of reviews. So they looked at systematic reviews of randomized trials. And they concluded that there was evidence supporting two of those procedures, which was carpal tunnel decompression, which is a very common procedure, and total knee replacement, which is an extraordinarily common procedure. And for the others, there was either no evidence. So for some of those things, there were no trials being done, so like meniscus repair. And for the others, the evidence was that it was not beneficial compared to not doing it.
Meniscal repair is one of your favourite things because the average person over 55 has a tear in their meniscus without knowing it, even whether they've got knee pain or not.
Yeah, meniscal repairs have become very common over recent times. Previously, nearly all meniscus tears were removed when evidence showed that removing them, particularly for degenerative tears, which is most tears, doesn't work. Surgery for that has declined. But more and more surgeons are looking to repair the meniscus to sort of sew it back together again, which may be very good in a fresh, large tear in a young person. But as the sort of the limits of the surgery get pushed, it gets done in rattier looking tears in older people that won't heal as well.
Now, the one that surprised me in terms of being the jury still out was total hip replacement. I'd have thought that it would beat knee replacement for effectiveness. People talk about this all the time, gets people back on their feet.
And the evidence that we have is that total hip replacement is more effective than total knee replacement. The problem with it, it has not been subjected to a randomized controlled trial comparing it to not doing it. So it's unusual in that it's one of the most common things that we do, but it's never been subjected. We tried to get a trial like that up and running. It's very difficult to do that particular trial because it's seen as being so effective, and I think it probably is.
Right, except that when you put people on a waiting list and you give them physiotherapy, 20% of people drop off because they don't need it anymore.
Not for hips.
This is more knees.
Yeah, for knees, where some studies have looked at that, and yeah, there is somewhere around 10 to 15% of knee replacement patients can, you know, a year later not need surgery. In the one trial that was done on, again, so total knee replacement is, there's 60,000 done a year in Australia alone. There's only ever been one study that's compared it to not doing it. And in our review, we looked at all the randomized controls to do with knee replacement, and we found about 2,500 randomized trials, but 2,500 minus one were looking at different ways of doing it. There's only ever been one study that compared doing it to not doing it, which to me is the most fundamental study that needs to be done.
Your comment about hip replacement begs the question of whether randomized trials are needed. Because a group of orthopedic surgeons wrote into the BMJ saying, this is not the only form of evidence.
Yeah.
Well, they would, wouldn't they, I suppose, is what you said.
That old chestnut. But no, to be fair, when people have, you know, these debates about when is a randomised trial needed, and the sort of the joke debate is that, you know, you don't need a randomised trial to show that parachutes work. The problem with that is that when people use that analogy, they've been shown more often than not to be wrong with whatever medical procedure they were referring to when they drew that analogy. But some analogies that are used are things like cataract surgery, total hip replacement, where the change in quality of life, the reduction in pain, the improvement in function, you know, for cataract surgery, the improvement in visual acuity, your walking ability after hip replacement is so large, it's such a large difference that people argue that a randomised trial is not required.
So where does that leave us? Because orthopaedic surgery is not alone here, just for any orthopaedic surgeon listening. I mean, there's still cardiologists doing stents for angina when medical therapy is just as good, bypass surgery and so on. So they're not alone. Where do we go from here? Because it's costing us a lot on our private health insurance, not to mention the health bill.
Yeah, the evidence for other surgical procedures in other fields is just as bad or worse. So at least orthopaedic surgeons are looking at it. But the thing about orthopaedics is, yeah, this is where the money's going. So in Australia alone, if you look at all the procedures that are listed on the MBS, the one that costs us the most money, which is upwards of about $2 billion a year, is knee replacement. The number two is hip replacement. And not far down the list is spine fusion. So it's the orthopaedic procedures that we are really spending our money on. So I think it's, you know, the burden is on us to show that we're spending that money on things that work.
We'll come back to this. Ian, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Ian Harris is Professor of Orthopaedic Surgery at the University of New South Wales.